15th, 1973. Interview by Lee Phillips, talking to Mrs. E.R. Nicholson. Your age, Mrs. Nicholson?
I was 18 in November.
You were 18 in November. And where were you born?
In Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm. And when did you arrive in this area?
In the spring of 1934, just about this time, I think. March.
And you were married in Saskatchewan, too?
Oh, yes.
And I have a note down, your husband passed away in 1963, is that correct?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, where was your first home site?
In Saskatchewan?
Here, in
Chatham. Oh, in Chatham.
Little Prairie.
At
Little Prairie. Mm-hmm. And where the railroad is, about now?
About half a mile south of where we are, where we were.
About a half a mile south.
About,
You opened a store there then, eventually.
Yes.
What year did you open the store, do you know?
1934. The store was there.
What was there? You bought the store?
Yeah, we bought the store.
And did you trade in furs those days?
Oh, yes, very much. Even in the post office.
And you had the post office too, yeah?
Yeah.
And can you give us the name of some of your customers?
Oh, just a minute, I'll have to think. Esquines, Browns, yes, Johnsons, and Rookie Smith. They were the close ones, and Fred Mansberg. They were bachelors, but Fred finally married somebody from Saskatchewan, so he started family there too.
And did you have lots of Native people trading with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Indians were a main, I imagine, a marine furthered.
And was there lots of fur those years?
Well, yes. There seemed to be a lot of fur.
And
the husband dealt with it.
It was quite a high price, I think, in the 30s, too, wasn't
it? Yes, some of it, especially squirrels and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Small stuff.
Taught your children by correspondence.
Yes, we had enough children to have a school at home for years.
So you give us the name of all your children.
Dean, Bert, or should I give the two names, or Dean and Robert?
Yeah, that's okay.
And Bobby, Robert, and Joyce. Mm-hmm. At that time, Niels was born in 1939, so that was after we lived. He was born in this country.
Well, have you been back to Saskatchewan very many times?
Well, yes, we've been back three times, but I wouldn't go there to live anymore.
You think you like it here better than Saskatchewan?
We're never sorry we came here. Good old Saskatchewan.
And your husband, when you had the store, he hauled his own freight, did he?
Yes. We had to use horses, of course, because there was no bridge across the river there at East Plain.
And did he use a cable car?
Oh, yes. There were a cable car across the Pine and across the Murray. There were two cables. You'd have to go half a mile between the two.
And how did you transport it between?
Well, if it was on ice, if it was on the ice, they just packed it across on little sleighs, or else in the summertime, of course, they used the horses, with the wagon. That's the only way we get across. But those baskets were lovely. Suspension baskets.
Have you rode across yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of it, so have I.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Where did you get your groceries mainly from?
Lawson Creek.
But was there a wholesale house
there? Yes.
There was.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. We had to get out of groceries from there. Usually once a year, we got as much as we could, Either bring them across the ice or else.
And heavy things you'd get across.
Yes, we had to get them. Yeah. course, we depended on the berries and so on here for our own use, like in the garden. But for the store, we had to go out there.
And in the early days, you had lots of meat?
Oh, yes. Our good old game warden let us have wild meat as much as we wanted.
That's nice to know.
And you had the pigs, I suppose, did you?
No.
You didn't have those?
No, I think we had a couple of pigs, and that's all we ever had.
Quite often they have in farms, they have the pigs that have their own barns.
Yes. Well, we had chickens, and I don't know what he ate through one. So, it was that way.
Yeah, when did you buy the farm down here?
Oh, in Washington.
Who did you buy it from?
From Frank Goodwill. He was an old-timer. He's been here since 1915, I think, as far as I can remember. And we've lived here ever since.
What happened to him?
He had frostbite. Had his frozen. And the infection set in for him. He was quite old, you know.
He was quite old then?
Yes, he was very old. He was quite an interesting old fellow. He had lots of stories to tell about bears.
Did he trap, did he, mostly?
Yeah, he traps, and he had a farm down here.
He did, he?
He put in some grain. This was cultivated some down here. So he had grain and horses and a few cattle, I guess. But it was very... One time he was telling us about a bear that nearly got him, a grizzly bear. He'd been carrying his gun on the horse and it had bent. And so he didn't dare shoot the bear at a distance. We had to wait till the bear got up close and opened its mouth. Can you believe that?
Well, I can tell you anything.
Oh, I have to thank those people for those things.
Well, it was true. So, yeah.
Do you still lose livestock from Kimber Wolves?
This morning, we saw a wolf out here following the cattle.
You did?
That's the first time we've seen him.
The boys got a shot at him?
It's about, no, he didn't have a...
Not supposed to.
No,
not supposed to, but we'll have to. Mm-hmm. When they're after the cattle or damage to the cattle, we'll have to shoot them because they're getting pretty... they're cute.
Oh, yes.
They just go around the cattle until the cattle get used to them. And then, first thing you know, poor little calves are going.
Yep.
So Abel's got some shells now and we're watching.
He probably won't come back until he gets tired of watching.
Oh, no, he's been here now, I think, a couple of days. There's a little Indian grave down here that could have been. And the white man was supposed to have stolen some tobacco from it. And the Indians got up in arms about it. And they had a war dance up at sunset. Sundance Lake.
Sundance Lake, oh.
That's how it got its name.
Oh.
Sundance Lake.
From this?
From this, yeah.
From this tobacco deal?
Yeah. I don't know why else he stole something else, too. But he got wind of it before they caught hold of him and he got away.
And he told off the grave?
Yes.
Yes.
Stole off the Indian grave.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how Sundance got its name.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's something.
That's something else. Do you have good gardens here, Mrs. Nicholson?
Oh yes, we've got too much reaction.
They
are good.
You raise all kinds of berries?
Well, raspberries and strawberries. Mm-hmm. That's about the all I think.
And how about tomatoes and those things?
Oh yes, I've had tomatoes ripen.
Yes, you have, eh?
And corn.
And corn too, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, our garden was good, except last year when we had the flood.
No. Well, your garden's quite low down here, eh?
Well, it's a little bit over there.
Yeah. How about the graves on top of the bench and stuff? Can you tell me something about them?
Oh, that's a little Indian graveyard up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be, I think we're going to fix it up and make it fancier pretty soon, because it's something to remember.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me the story about the tobacco in this?
There was a white man that stole some tobacco and, I don't know, something else too, off the grave, and the Indians had a war dance over it up at Sundance Lake. And that's how Sundance got to be called Sundance Lake. But they never caught the white man because somebody told him that the Indians were out after him, and he got away, which he shouldn't have.
No. No. Somebody, you say, that worked for Mr. Goodrich was buried in this grave.
Yes, there is a trapper that worked with Mr. Martin Goodrich buried up in that grave, too.
And you still like the name Little Prairie, do you?
Oh, yes. I think I remember why it was called Little Prairie. It was because people with horses used to camp there, and that was about the only place they could find grass around here with so much bush.